And welcome, Hoosier Nation, to another edition of the Hoosier Sound Off, recorded on Monday morning, June 3rd, 2019. I am your host, Nithin Krishnan, and I am here for your quick roundup of IU sports news. Let's begin this episode with some schedule announcements for a couple of fall programs. The football team received a few kickoff times, starting with a noon kick against Ball State at Lucas Oil Stadium, with CBS Sports Network televising the game. The home opener in Week 2 against Eastern Illinois will start at 3:30 Eastern on Big Ten Network. The Week 3 matchup against the vaunted Ohio State Buckeyes in Bloomington will begin at noon on Fox. Also released were start times against Michigan State in East Lansing, which will begin either 3:30 or 4, and the kick time for the homecoming game at Rutgers, which will be noon. Also, the soccer schedule was released for the 2019 regular season. IU has one of the toughest schedules in the land, as they will be going up against 7 NCAA tournament teams from last season, 6 of which finished in the top 25. 10 future opponents finished last season in the top 50, and 5 future opponents finished in the top 20. The season opens up at home for the first time since 2015, as IU will take on Pitt. In addition, the men's track and field coach, head coach Ron Helmer, was named Great Lakes Region Men's Coach of the Year. Also, in women's rowing, the number 15 Hoosiers competed in the NCAA championships this past weekend in Indianapolis. The girls sent 2 boats to the petite finals and had chances to make record marks in the second varsity 8 and varsity 4 boats. In all, the team capped off its 6th straight NCAA rowing championship appearance in a tie for 12th place. The varsity 4 and second varsity 8 posted program best finishes in their respective races, as all 3 boats finished higher than they were seeded. Lastly, the baseball team sadly finished up play this past weekend in the NCAA tournament in the Louisville Regional. The number 2 seed Hoosiers opened up the tournament facing the number 3 seed Illinois State Redbirds on Friday afternoon. In a strikeout-ridden game from IU and an offensive explosion for Illinois State, the Redbirds took the first game in the double elimination bracket, beating IU 8-7. Indiana played in the loser's bracket on Saturday morning against the University of Illinois Chicago Flames and won that pivotal game 9-5. If IU had lost that match, they would have been eliminated from the tournament. They went on to play the 7th best team in the nation, the Louisville Cardinals, on Sunday morning, and ultimately lost 9-7 despite a couple of comebacks by IU. The Hoosiers were down 7-0 in the 5th inning and scored 4 runs in the 6th to make it a game again. Louisville brought the score up to 9-5, but the Hoosiers would not go away, scoring twice in the 9th inning before ultimately losing in controversial fashion, thus ending the Hoosiers and manager Jeff Mercer's incredible season of baseball. Remember to watch us live Tuesday evenings at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, or subscribe to our podcast, The Hoosier Sound, wherever you listen to podcasts. If you'd like the transcript and links mentioned in today's show, head over to IndianaHQ.com to check that out, in addition to all of the insightful articles. We will catch you next Monday, June 10th, for the next edition of The Hoosier Sound Off. But as always, thank you for listening, Hoosier Nation, and we'll see you next time.